you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
The story you're about to hear was made possible by readers like you. Help keep LAist strong during this uncertain time by donating now. Thanks.
Hey everyone, this is the LAist Roundup. I'm Leo Duran. Since the start of the coronavirus pandemic, LAist has been partnering with PBS SoCal and KCET to bring you a daily roundup of the most essential coronavirus news in the LA region. Today, we'll talk about the challenges LA's ubiquitous street vendors are facing, the effect the pandemic's had on child abuse reporting, and what local groups are doing to help support Black college students. To start us off, David Wagner reports on the latest unemployment claims in the region.
Right. So in terms of help, stimulus checks are now starting to show up in the bank accounts of people who have their information on file with the IRS. But, you know, there are many Californians out there who don't normally file their taxes. There are millions of workers in the state who have income so low that they're just not required to file. These non-filers do need to take extra steps right now to make sure that they get their stimulus check. And we've got information about that and other things tax related on our website, LAist.com. And then on the unemployment side, there are many Californians out there who still haven't had a chance to apply for benefits. This includes freelancers, gig workers, and other self-employed folks who wouldn't normally qualify for unemployment insurance in normal times. State officials now say that it's going to take 2 more weeks to get an application process online for those kind of workers, but they say once it is online, applicants should start to get payments within just a day or two. The state also said that they're expanding call center hours for the unemployment office to address people's questions. Phones are now going to be answered from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Next, Emily Guerin has been talking to the street vendors in L.A. whose businesses have been impacted by the pandemic, and many of them are unable to get help from the federal government. Here's what she had to say.
Right. I actually just saw one go by my window right now, which made me kind of happy. But so street vendors are small businesses too, right? And many of them are not eligible for government aid from the Paycheck Protection Program, which is the big stimulus package for small business owners that's mostly forgivable if you use the loan to pay payroll. And a lot of street vendors aren't eligible because they're either undocumented immigrants or they operate mostly with cash, or they just don't have the financial documents to prove they've been affected by coronavirus. And they're also not eligible for these one-time payments that David just referenced, the $1,200 payments from the stimulus package. So that's why there's this nonprofit called Inclusive Action of the City, and they're in Boyle Heights, and they just started giving out cash cards to street vendors this week from a parking lot in Boyle Heights. They're contacting folks and they're having them come by and social distancing. It's worth noting, though, that today Governor Newsom created a $75 million state disaster relief fund for undocumented Californians, and people can get up to $500 in cash or $1,000 per household.
With younger kids at home and not at school or out in public, officials say we're seeing far fewer flags raised about child abuse. However, this might not be a positive sign. Robert Garova has more.
Yeah, I talked with the director of LA County's Department of Children and Family Services. He says since the middle of last month, they're seeing a 40 to 60% decrease in reports of suspected child abuse. He said it's the first time really in his 30-year career that he's seen reports drop so significantly. That has child advocates I spoke with very concerned what's happening is just that kids are out of sight of their teachers and that neglect and abuse is still happening. There's just no one there to report it as much. They're also worried about a big surge of reports once kids do go back to school. That could come at a time when foster parents, nonprofits, courts are stretched thin because of coronavirus. LA County says it's actively recruiting additional foster families who can step in if there's a future surge like that.
And finally, Adolfo Guzman Lopez has been reporting on groups helping to support Black college students.
Yeah, well, the chancellor of California's community college system, a huge system, told us last week that he does expect COVID-19 crisis to lead to some students to drop out. And educators are worried that this is going to be underserved students, those who have trouble paying for rent, food, and have little support from their families. I talked to students and staff who are part of the Black Collegians at Santa Monica College. This group's been around for more than 20 years. It supports students with counseling and basic needs. And this current crisis really shook these students into action and the staff. The students are organizing Instagram Live meetups to lift each other up and give each other the tools to get through this. I saw a session last week on meditation, and it had nonstop questions from the students. Education researchers say that what Black Collegians is doing at Santa Monica College could be a model to keep vulnerable students on track towards their degrees.
Thanks for listening to today's roundup. LAist is made possible by listeners and readers like you. Please donate today at laist.com/donate. That's laist.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. We'll have another roundup for you tomorrow. Until then, be safe and take care of your families. I'm Leo Duran. The LAist Roundup is produced Monday through Friday. But for the most up-to-date news on the coronavirus in LA around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.
Thanks so much for listening to this story. Help keep local news strong on LAist during this uncertain time by donating now. Thanks.